AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Acting Food and Drug Administration Commissioner Janet Woodcock says there will be a pause in the use of Johnson & Johnson's coronavirus vaccine. There are reports of potentially dangerous blood clots.
The time frame will depend, obviously, on what we learn in the next few days. However, we expect it to be a matter of days for this pause.
The investigation involves unusual clots in six women that happened 6 to 13 days after vaccination. More from the AP's Sagar Magani.
So far, more than 6.8 million of the J&J shots have been administered in the U.S., a small fraction of the overall doses administered. The pause will not affect the Moderna or Pfizer vaccines.
A CDC committee will meet tomorrow to discuss the cases. There were more protests overnight in a Minneapolis suburb where an officer, who authorities say apparently intended to fire a taser, not a handgun, shot and killed a black man during a traffic stop. Brooklyn Center Mayor Mike Elliott says someone must take responsibility.
Through the actions of the officer, this young man is dead, and a mother is without a son. That much I do know. And that is, I think, the most important thing that we have to keep in mind here.
Elliott was on NBC's Today Show. Also in Minneapolis, prosecutors rested their case at the murder trial of former officer Derek Chauvin after 11 days of testimony. Chauvin is charged in the death in police custody of George Floyd. The defense has started calling witnesses. An Iranian nuclear negotiator says Tehran will begin enriching uranium to 60% purity after an attack on its nuclear facility. Pope Francis asked a bishop in the U.S., Crooks in Minnesota Bishop Michael Heppner, to resign after he was investigated by the Vatican for alleged interfering with past investigations into clergy sex abuse. This is AP News. Influential figures in Europe are asking officials in the U.S. to cut greenhouse gases in half.
Dozens of European lawmakers, business executives, and union leaders want Washington to cut emissions by 50% in the coming decade, compared with 2005 levels. Ahead of President Joe Biden's climate summit, European officials and industry representatives called in an open letter for a transatlantic alliance to tackle climate change and achieve a just and sustainable transition toward a low-carbon economy. The suggested goal would be almost double the target set by the Obama administration after it signed the Paris Climate Accord in 2015. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Imprisoned Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny says he's suing his prison for withholding the Quran, which he intended to study. Navalny has been on a hunger strike for 2 weeks. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.